In 1700, about 100 years after Shakespeare wrote Measure for Measure, and a dozen years after Henry Purcell wrote his chamber opera Dido and Aeneas, a British writer and critic decided to put the two together.
Charles Gildon, when he adapted Measure, were using his adaptation. He added some lines to suggest that the Duke, for example, Angelo, for example, were going off to listen to the opera and then come back to make a decision about a question that had been posed earlier.
That's Richard Clifford, who's directing Measure and Dido and co-starring in it with Sir Derek Jacobi along with the Folger Consort. The production has its world premiere at the Napa Valley Performing Arts Center at Lincoln Theater this Saturday, with another performance at the Green Music Center on Sunday. It's a co-production of Napa Shakes and the Folger Shakespeare Library.
I played Angelo when I was a schoolboy in 1957. I can't even remember how I played it.
Sir Derek Jacobi says other than that, until now, he hasn't appeared in a production of Measure for Measure.
It's a fascinating role. It's a wonderful role. It's a difficult part, very difficult part, but wonderful. It has many, many layers, as does all Shakespeare. It's about abuse of power, basically, as far as Angelo is concerned. Somebody in a position of great authority and great power who uses it
and abuses it
for his own nefarious ends.
Derek Jacobi and Richard Clifford have collaborated with the Folger Consort several times.
We've done Midsummer Night's Dream, and The Tempest, A Merchant of Venice.
Robert Eisenstein and Christopher Kendall are very interested in not only the sung word, but also the spoken word. So it's been a very healthy collaboration.
After the two Wine Country performances this weekend, the production will go to Washington, D.C. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC. I'm Jeffrey Fryman.